This is Audible.
Cadia Stands by Justin D. Hill. Read by David Seddon. Prologue. Borders of the Segmentum Obscurus. She is four. It is time to learn. Her father lifts her into the night sky. On other planets, the vision above would be a velvet black sky, the cold white light of 10,000 stars, or the strange beauty of a crescent moon. But she is Cadian, and the sky is not dark and star-studded. It glows with the swirling, lurid bruise of the Eye of Terror that stares back down like a cyclops orb. The only twinkle comes not from stars, but from reflected sunlight catching the adamantium plates of low-orbit defense platforms. She starts to tense. Sometimes the eye is purple, sometimes green, sometimes darker patches of unnamed color. Her father's voice brings her back.
"That is the Eye of Terror, the prison of our enemy," he hisses. "We are the padlock that keeps them trapped. That is why they hate us."
"All of us?" she asks.
"All," he says.
There is a long pause as she stares upwards.
"Even Mother?"
"Yes," he tells her. "Even Mother."
There is a pause. She tastes blood in her throat. She wipes her nose and her finger comes away smeared with red. She cannot stop staring into the eye, even though she feels sick. She knows this is a test that she must pass, and she will not give up.
"Does he hate me?"
she asks, sniffing the blood back.
"Yes, the Despoiler hates you."
There is another pause.
"He wants to take our world from us."
His voice is close to her ear. She can feel the breath of his words on her skin and in the tangled curls of her hair. He is passing on what he learned as a child.
"The Despoiler wants our world to burn."
Vomit rises in her throat. She swallows the bile back and stares deep into the darkest pits of the iris, as if looking for a face there. A being to whom she can address her words. At first, she sees nothing. But then, there, in the darkest patches of the purple light, there is a plume of pale clouds.
"What do you see?"
her father demands. But she cannot speak as she gasps for breath. His fingers are tight.
"Speak, child. Have faith. The Emperor protects."
The breath comes with a sudden shock as blood begins to drip from her nostrils.
"A face!"
she says, her voice beginning to break with fear. She squirms for a moment. She wants this to stop, but his hands are firm on her arms, and he holds her up for a little longer.
"That is the Despoiler,"
he tells her, and lifts her higher into the air.
"What do you want to say to him, who hates us all and wants to burn our world?"
Blood begins to pour from her nostrils. She will not look away. She will not give up.
"Never,"
she says.
"I cannot hear you."
"Never,"
she says, louder this time.
"Tell him!"
The child shouts into the night sky.
"Never! Never!"
The father brings his daughter down and holds her tight against the chest sections of his flak armor.
"Well done, child,"
he says. And feels relief. It is not easy to expose a child to such things. He watches his daughter walk back to their hab. He is a Cadian and a father. He has done his duty. For her, the true test is yet to come.